because I asked earlier, I asked people to send us questions to the podcast. Rosie, is it going to be free? Well, Rosie, you're listening to it now.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think, Rosie?
What is going to be free?
The podcast.
I haven't watched a new episode of The Flock. I can't watch it because it's not mobile friendly.
No, it's not.
Why is it not mobile friendly?
Because I don't know how to make it mobile friendly.
You don't know how, okay. Because I actually physically can't watch it.
You can't on the so what do you do? What do you do in your spare time? Nothing.
I just sit and cry
at the lack of The Flock in your
yes.
life.
Yeah. Basically. But I have been an avid follower of The Flock.
I know you have since the very beginning.
I know,
since
and
the
I was
vlogs.
Like, yay, it's The Flock.
Okay. Things we're going to talk about. Go.
Things we're going to talk about.
Children. I hate children.
Oh, we were going to talk about how much I hated toddlers.
Yeah, they should just teach them etiquette
from
the off.
How can you hate toddlers?
Okay, I'll explain.
I do agree with you on the whole etiquette thing.
I'll explain, though, okay? It's irritating people. They're so rude. They run past you and you're walking down the street, you know, with being yourself. Just, you know, chilling out. As you do. You're walking down, okay? And then suddenly you hear this...
It's either a beached whale or a child.
Yes. And this little thing just scoots past you on a scooter. And just stops in front of them.
But
what?
Ice cream! Ice cream! But you were a toddler at some point.
No.
I was never a toddler.
I hatched from an egg fully formed.
I hate how incredibly overreactive children are. Last night, I was sleeping in a room with my sister, basically, and there was this horribly weird clicking noise outside.
Uh-huh.
And it was literally, like, you know, what's it called, Lewis? You know the thing around a watch? When you
I've got it.
Yeah.
That noise, it was basically that noise. And then every so often it would speed up, and then it would stop. My sister goes, Jim, what's that? And she's 10, by the way. My sister is 10. And she basically, yeah, Eden.
Don't say your last name, yeah. Because people can hunt you down then.
she goes... Jim, what's that? And I'm like, I don't know. And she says, sounds like a rattlesnake. And I'm like, oh God. Because it was about 11 o'clock. And she's like, where do rattlesnakes live? And I'm like, America.
In your bed.
America.
Right now.
And she goes, could they get here through America?
Not yes.
No, they're
in your bed.
They'd have to go through the sea. And she's like, are you sure?
So they can breathe in water.
What about sea snakes?
So I looked it up on my phone. And it said...
Rattlesnakes can fly. No. Snakes on a plane.
I will look it up. Hang on. It's in my phone.
This is snakes on a plane.
No, separate snakes in a room.
And there was this
snakes on a plane come down to a little girl's bedroom.
And there was this clicking noise. And basically, I convinced her that they couldn't get through the ocean. And she goes, but what if one escaped from the zoo? And I was like, oh my God. Seriously, because this blatantly wasn't going to stop. It was about 11 o'clock at night. And she, basically, there it is, rattlesnake. Okay. And I looked it up, and it says, a type of poisonous American snake with bony rings in its tail which rattle. And I just went, a type of snake with bony rings in its tail which rattle. And she just went, my God, we're all gonna die. she was having a proper meltdown. And I was like, oh my God, Eden, come and get in my bed and please go to sleep. She got into my bed, she fell asleep immediately. And I sat there basically thinking about this psycho who was blatantly sitting outside the window playing with his watch. And then it started being accompanied by this thudding noise, and all I could think of was him getting more and more frustrated. Because it felt like he was spinning it around and getting it to the 12 and then going a little bit too fast, so he had to go again. And then all I could think was him whacking his head against the wall because he was so frustrated. And I was like, oh my God, we're going to die. There's an axe murderer playing with his watch outside my window.
Quite like the idea of rattlesnakes on business class, just flying, like reading a newspaper.
Just the chest.
God, how much longer?
Oh my God.
Just waiting to drop down into your sister's bedroom.
Oh no,
parachuting in.
she better not listen to this.
I'll tell you what was really funny as well. I remember we were at summer school and we were anime summer school, of course. And this year's.
Uh-huh.
And it was 12 o'clock at night because they told us to go to bed, so we were just huddled outside the dorms. We were kind of just, everyone was just there. And there was a lightning storm on.